another hour of What's on Your Mind, friends. Charlie Kirk will be here momentarily from Turning Point USA. Students for Trump, host of the Charlie Kirk Show, and author of the MAGA Doctrine about the Republican National Convention. How that contrasts with the Democratic National Convention. A couple things in the news we'll tackle with Charlie, too. Coming up, John Hinderocker will be here from the president. He is the president, rather, of the Center of the American Experiment. They're doing a virtual gala coming up next month, so he's going to tell us a little bit about that on the program today. If you're out and about, lunch is served, ladies and gentlemen. What's on special today? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience with our friends at PetroServe USA. Well, I'm looking here, and I'm getting hungry. Meatloaf dinner at Harwood, I-29. Exit, 12th Avenue North, Fargo location. That's also off I-29. Tuna noodle casserole. How about Valley City, I-94, off exit 292. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich in the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. Hamburger hot dish. Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a great meal. That's a really good meal. That's a good. And if you want to cheat a little, you get a piece of bread, and you put a little butter on the bread, and then you put some of the hamburger hot dish in the bread, and now you got a hamburger hot dish sandwich. And that is good stuff. I'm just telling you. And every one of their locations has the great 4-for-4 special hots, personal pan pizza ready to roll, 2 fresh-baked cookies, and a great 20-ounce drink of your choice. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. At PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Without any further ado, let's welcome back to the program Charlie Kirk. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. Good to be talking to you this morning.
So we were just talking with our listeners a little bit about so far in the Republican National Convention, you just sort of take all of the stories we're hearing collectively, and that's what I consider it, a bunch of stories, really, that sort of fit in different pieces of the puzzle. Contrast that with the, you know, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad broken record of the Bidenite, and folks are feeling a little momentum. They're feeling a little bit of a shift in this race. Do you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, just the latest polling shows that President Trump tied in Minnesota and up 1 point in Wisconsin. And that's according to the Trafalgar Group, which got the 2016 race more accurate than any other polling firm back just 4 years ago. So I feel a lot of momentum. I think the Republican convention is far better than the Democrat convention, which just felt like a series of kind of poorly edited Zoom calls. I love the unified stage at the Republican convention. I think some of these speakers have been totally phenomenal, viral sensations, really. I think that Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence's speech last night was terrific. The staging of exactly at Fort McHenry, where our Star Spangled Banner is written. And so then I think tonight the President of the United States, which I will be at the speech, on the White House lawn when he accepts the Republican nomination officially tonight. So I feel a lot of momentum. I feel trends are really going in the president's direction. It's obviously not over yet, but right now Joe Biden is underperforming Hillary Clinton at the very same moment of the race 4 years ago.
Do you really think Biden is going to stay in the basement for the duration here? They don't seem to be giving any indication that this, you know, we'll all they say is we're following science, following doctor's orders, but they never really give any indication that, you know, soon, yep, we'll be out. They, almost as though they're sort of enjoying this. Do you think? I just can't imagine you win from a basement.
Well, things are starting to change very quickly. I mean, over the summer, it might have been a good strategy to keep Biden sheltered in place, but the polls are going upside down. Joe Biden is not trending well at all. He's trending down, and Donald Trump is trending up. And Trump is going to be traveling on Friday, the day after the convention. Trump's going to get back out to New Hampshire. He's going to be traveling this weekend. He's going to travel all next week. And that's going to be a really hard contrast for the president, Joe Biden, to try to overcome, and a really good contrast for President Trump, which is I'm willing to go and face this thing head on. We're going to be safe about it. You know, we're going to be traveling. We're going to be doing, you know, things that really, you know, help build the base, help build our constituency. And I think that is something that Joe Biden's going to have a lot of difficulty dealing with.
Your story is a pretty amazing one, and you talk about it on occasion. I don't know how many of our audiences have heard you talk about it, but just tell us a little bit about how you came to be so passionate about getting to college campuses and informing people of, you know, what they need to know about candidates and issues and paying attention to the stuff and taking on the bias that sometimes comes from the professors and others. Tell us your story.
So I started Turning Point when I was 18 years old. It's funny, 8 years ago I was trying to break into a Republican convention. Break into being a loose term. I was trying to sneak into back 8 years ago in Tampa, Florida, and then 8 years later I'm kicking off the 2020 Republican National Convention. Only in America is that possible. I run an organization, Turning Point USA, also run our political vehicle, Turning Point Action, which runs Students for Trump. We're on over 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country, educating students around the values of free enterprise, liberty, the Constitution, American exceptionalism. You know, we are growing very quickly. It's an incredible journey that I've been on and that we have been on. And only in America could a 26-year-old who didn't go to college get to know a president of the United States and open up his convention to get him reelected. Pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, you and I are alike that way. We didn't go to college because we had a mission. In my case, the Jimmy Carter economy had so shellacked my dad's business that he said, look, kid, I can't afford for you to go to college, number one. And number two, you got to go down to this division and sell like heck or we're going to lose this. And literally threw me the keys and said, go to it, start selling in this town up and down streets right out of high school. Now, that was a mission to help save the family business. In your case, you said it's more important to go out there and take on what's on campuses. I'm not going to go pay money to be indoctrinated, right? I mean, so you did it for the right reasons.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it ended up being the right decision. And a lot of people, especially in this era that we're in, believe if you don't go to college, your life is going to spell doom and gloom. And that's just not the case. In fact, I think it's almost the opposite. I think if you go to college, you're going to have endless amounts of debt, an endless amount of bad ideas, and you're not going to be properly motivated or trained, I think, to enter the economy to make a sustainable and stable life. So, it's one of those things where it is what you make of it. College is for some people, it's not for everybody, but it's been a great experience. It really has. Just being able to travel the country, going to all 50 states. I've been traveling a lot the last 60 days, speaking and doing all sorts of different things to help move the dial. And again, a phenomenal honor to be able to support the president and help get young people to understand the threat that Joe Biden is to their future and their livelihood, and also how President Trump is fighting and delivering results for our generation.
How do you feel your mission has impacted college campuses? If you look at when you started versus now, how are we doing amongst, you know, exposing the bias, number one, that's all too prevalent in the institution of higher education, but most importantly, you know, getting kids to think a little bit differently?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well. We have a lot of landmarks and achievements we've been able to point to, but we still have a lot of work left to do. And a lot of it is just because parents keep sending their kids to these universities endlessly where they can learn how awful America is and get into debt while that happens. And look, we're seeing kind of the fraud of higher education be exposed right now, where many universities are not adjusting their tuition at all when all you get is a Zoom call in return. And you're seeing that happen at some of the quote-unquote most elite institutions across the country where they've canceled classes altogether this semester, and that students are getting nothing but, you know, just a Skype or a WebEx meeting. And so, look, we're doing very well at Turning Point, 2,000 campuses. We have tens of thousands of students that attend our events. We reach tens of millions of people with our digital social media content every single week. And so we've done a lot, but I will be the first to admit we got a lot of work left to do.
You have had a front row seat for the Trump administration. And because of your work with Turning Point USA and the support the president obviously has for the organization, the connection you have with the family, tell our audience about a Donald Trump that they don't see on TV, that they don't, you know, hear about, talked about on CNN or MSNBC, but one you see up close and personal.
Look, President Trump's a friend of mine, and he is always very direct. Every time I speak to him, every time I speak to him on the phone or in person, he always ends the conversation with, so how can I help you? What's going on? What don't I know that you know? So I want to reemphasize this point. I'm 26 years old. I didn't go to college. I do hear and see a lot. I run a very successful podcast. I kind of have a finger on the pulse. But unlike most people in politics, President Trump is always asking me what I am seeing, what he might be missing. That's pretty awesome. And that's something that I think is, you know, not done enough, is that he has the, yes, I'm going to say this word, humility to just ask me. He's like, hey, so what's going on? What can I learn from you? And that's something I don't think always shines through in how the activist media portrays our president.
Our governor, Doug Burgum in North Dakota, formerly was in the top leadership of Microsoft, sold his company. Microsoft went in as a leader. So, you know, there's one thing you do in Microsoft's a lot of meetings, right? And he has said that having been in zillions of meetings over the years, he's never seen anybody conduct themselves the way Donald Trump does, where he can come into a meeting, ask all the right probing questions, get all the information, and then make a decision. Is it unbelievable? I mean, I don't think we understand the level of business acumen.
There's a brilliance to that.
There is. There has to be, right? I mean, there is. I asked Don Jr. one time, I said, does your dad sleep? And he said, well, 4 hours, you know, not uncommon that he'd get three. I mean, that in and of itself is incredible. I mean, just an incredible amount of drive. So it's great to see you with a front row seat there. Keep up the great work, Charlie, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Charlie Kirk, founder, president, Turning Point USA. Love that youth and energy in the middle of the Trump machine, you know?
Big fan.
Fantastic. More after this.
I lit up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came.
I was waiting for Todd to comment on this. I thought he'd say something about the song.
I'm a friend of the devil is a friend.
Usually picks up right away like, what? This is, we slipped this one in. It's a new one.
Well, Grateful Dead.
Exactly. 20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone number. Got some time to chat here at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Speaking of which, got a few to get to here this morning after I tell you about MyPillow. And MyPillow is a lot more than MyPillow. First of all, MyPillow is from Mike Lindell. He's the inventor. He made it. It's fabulous. I love MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Not all of us can do the Donald Trump 4 hours a night thing. Most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. And they have MyPillow mattress toppers now. MyPillow sheets now. MyPillow pet beds now. Travel pillows. They've got it all. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, at the radio listener specials, you'll get the deals. All the deals. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, and MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Lots of kudos for the chat with Charlie Kirk. Thank you. That was fun. Enjoyed it. Like having Charlie on. Did you know he was the commencement speaker for the Johnson Corner graduation? Was that last year? It wasn't a graduation last year. It must have been 2 years ago. Little tiny school. Little Christian school. Not far from Watford City. Johnson's Corner. Little school there. Charlie Kirk was their speaker. I think that's so cool. Somebody told me that he was there, and then I texted him and said, are you there, really? I said, yeah. So, fantastic news, for sure. Oh, Madison Cawthorn is somebody we got to play. We got some folks that want to hear Clarence Henderson, and Madison Cawthorn is two of the heroes from last night. Okay, so we'll find those for you. Tom in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, just real quick, through an indirect way, our apartment complex told me I had to take down my Trump flag. And I am sure they're lawyered up, and I'm sure they have found a loophole saying that they've got it's in their rules and regulations that no placards and such can be in public view, including balconies. Doesn't matter our political affiliation, but I would say that's real close to violating our First Amendment rights, or free speech anyway.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it'd be worth, you know, Gary Emanuth one time, a friend of mine, former Republican National Committee Chair and entrepreneur extraordinaire in North Dakota, he challenged the law on Election Day, you know, that you that it was illegal to have signs up on Election Day, and he won. That went away. And, you know, I wonder about these two. They did the same thing with our Home Owners Association, and because, in a bunch of
sure.
rogue Heidi Heitkamp people, started throwing up signs just randomly and, saying, well, it's public ground. It's what, you know, it was like on the other side of the sidewalk or something. So they said, let's just not deal with it. So they passed something. And, so I think if you challenged it, they'd say, hey, you decided to move in there. You agreed to what they said were the rules, and those are the rules is what I'm saying. But,
right, because
you know,
it's technically their private property, and you're renting from them. It's not your own property, and that's how I kind of read this.
Oh, I see. Okay, but you know, I would just keep an eye to make sure that's universally enforced, right? That it isn't just to Trump things. Yeah. And maybe if you put it on how about this? It could be your drapes on the patio. It could be the drapes on the, you could have Trump drapes on your sliding glass
Stole
door to the
thunder.
Patio. What do you think?
I thought about that. I'm on the fourth floor of a building, so you could see it a long ways. I just told my wife last night, I thought, we could use these for, instead of the blinds, we could use this as a curtain.
Todd, you thought same thing? You're into
it? Well, I thought I had two things. One, that, or two, is there anything against clotheslines? Just hang up a little piece of string and hang a T-shirt off of it that says, you know, Trump, make America great again, whatever.
So it's my laundry
line. Clothesline. You're hanging on your clothes. Yeah, exactly.
Trying to dry out the laundry. Yeah,
exactly.
Got to get creative, Tom, in this Trump-hating world. Appreciate you very much calling. Thank you, Glenn. Somewhere in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes. Last night I was listening to Mark Levin on your station, and a gentleman called in from, I believe, from Las Vegas, and he was originally from South Chicago. And he did state that he was a black race. Anyways, he said he just couldn't understand how people like Michelle Obama and he named a few others, how they, they're all on the big train to join this defend the police and the other Democratic platform, but they never mentioned the problems with riots and so forth. They never talked that down, and he couldn't quite understand it. And I have a feeling that it's a Democrat thing where they always are only concerned about their problem. And in Michelle Obama's case, well, she doesn't have to worry about South Chicago. She's more worried about maybe her kids or her grandkids might be treated like she perceives the cops are treating her, and she don't care about the Chicago people because she don't live there anymore. And you also see it when they donate money. Ever notice that they don't donate to, like nonprofit churches and stuff like Republicans tend to. They expect the government to pretty much take care of all the benevolence and so forth that goes on. And that's my philosophy on how the Democrats work.
Appreciate that very much, Glenn. Thanks a ton. I love how you listen intently to that exchange and bring something out of that. That's fantastic. That's what I was trying to do at these speeches all week, and last week too. As I said, I listened intently, had my notepad out. Okay, where is a agenda? Where's an agenda item? Here's something we are going to do. We don't like how things are. We said that repeatedly, but here's how we're going to make them better. Kind of did never happen. Why did it never happen? Do we have time for cuts now? Madison and Clarence, requested by the listeners. And Madison was Cawthorn. Great, great story. He's a candidate for Congress in Kentucky. And he was in a wheelchair. Great story. We'll play that coming up here after the break.
And wasn't he North Carolina?
John Hinderocker. Was it North Carolina?
Yep. Was it North Carolina? Yep. Right, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know why I had Kentucky in my brain. But,
yeah, one of those Southern Confederate states.
Right, there you go, North Carolina. All right, after the break, we'll play that for you. Plus, John Hinderocker coming up on the program. Ron and Bismarck wants to weigh in on the Democrats. Your calls, questions, comments on any and all topics. Welcome on the program, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, home of the Be the Buffalo team. That's right. Go into the storm. They do it day in and day out. They love it about North Dakotans. Oasis Petroleum. It's
this is a time of great adversity for our country. And I know something about adversity. At 18 years old, I was in a horrific car accident that's left me paralyzed from the waist down. Instantly, my hopes and dreams are seemingly destroyed. I was given a 1% chance of surviving. But thanks to the power of prayer, a very loving community, and many skilled doctors, I made it. It took me over a year to recover. My first public outing in a wheelchair was to a professional baseball game. You know, before my accident, I was 6'3". I stood out in a crowd. But as I wheeled through the stadium, I felt invisible. At 20, I thought about giving up. However, I knew I could still make a difference. You know, my accident has given me new eyes to see and new ears to hear. God protected my mind and my ability to speak. So I say to people who feel forgotten, ignored, and invisible, I see you. I hear you. At 20, I made a choice. In 2020, our country has a choice. We can give up on the American idea, or we can work together to make our imperfect union more perfect. I choose to fight for the future, to seize the high ground and retake the shining city on a hill. While the radical left wants to dismantle, defund, and destroy, Republicans, under President Trump's leadership, want to rebuild, restore, and renew.
I like this guy. I hope he gets elected. He's down in North Carolina. Madison Hawthorne is his name. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 11th Congressional District running for the House.
And a powerful speaker because it starts the no podium. He's there in his wheelchair. At the end, he stands up.
Yeah, what a blowaway that was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. I mean, the whole night was. It was very, very well done. And all of them are just great stories. Go back and check them out today. Don't forget about them. These are great stories, and they help you also in your discussions with other folks about the conversation. We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. What can you do to help prevent airborne viruses from spreading in your home or your business? It's a concern for many folks. Well, there are products out there, and the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, they deep dive into these products, okay? They look at all of them. They find the best of the best. And then they help you get them installed in your HVAC system. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-234-9889. John Hinderacher's back with us. John is president of the Center of the American Experiment, one great think tank there in Minnesota. And I see we had more rioting last night because I don't know why. I guess a homicide suspect committed suicide, and the mob crowd instantly thought, well, it must be the fault of law enforcement. I'm starting to worry about Minneapolis. John, should I be worried?
Very, very worried, Scott. I mean, the leadership at the state and local level is appallingly bad. And what we saw last night, you know, from the left you hear all these platitudes, oh, these people are in such great pain because of the death of this guy over in Kenosha, Wisconsin, you know, who was resisting arrest. He was wanted on a warrant for sexual assault as well as other crimes, wrestled with the policeman on the ground, you know, got away and was starting to drive his car away, you know, just disregarding the police officers who were putting him under arrest, disregarding their orders, and he wound up getting shot. And so the liberals would have us believe that these people are in such great pain as a result of this incident, that they just can't help themselves from starting businesses on fire, smashing windows, looting stores. So I don't know if you've seen the video footage. It was on Twitter of the crowd of people who are looting the Saks Fifth Avenue store on the Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. They smash open a big window or a door, and there's hundreds of them, and they're coming and going, and they'll go in, you'll see people coming out just with armloads of clothing, you know, and it's just like it's a party, you know, it's a party. They're just looting and burning and the idea that they're breaking into stores and walking out with merchandise because they're in great pain over what happened to this guy at Kenosha, Wisconsin, is just ludicrous.
Yeah, who are we kidding? And not to mention, I don't know. I mean, there was no discussion of this plague right now that is gripping American cities at the Democratic National Convention next week. But you think in the middle of one of them that somebody somewhere would stand up and say, don't do this. Don't do this. This is helping nothing. And, you know, you've got, it's like they don't dare. Politically, they're worried what would be the repercussions from speaking out against this, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. We are surrounded by politicians who can't find it in their hearts to be opposed to crime. I don't understand it. And the other thing I don't understand, Scott, is business leaders. Where in the world are business leaders standing up for their own businesses, their own employees, the communities in which they're making money or trying to make money? There's this total silence.
Yeah, no, the Target stores, they throw them the keys. Here you go. Get in there and have at it. I don't know. It's like some sort of strange grip that they have that they're worried somehow they're going to be, you know, bullied after. It's just it's just insane. Stepping away from the X's and O's of, you know, what is actually happening. You pointed out the Kenosha, Wisconsin situation. I mean, we now know that there was a knife involved, that he is a suspect and was already wanted, right, because of the things that he'd done.
Yeah, he's got arrest warrants out, including for sexual assault, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you're going to be cautious if you're law enforcement in that case. You know what you're dealing with there. And they've instantly jumped to conclusions. I mean, first of all, you have three young children in the back of a car, and you're going in to get into some domestic dispute, and then come back and resist arrest and run to the car. This is, you know, it seems to me to be basic to say, don't resist arrest. You have nothing to fear, right? If you don't like why you're being arrested, tell it to the judge, get a good attorney, whatever. But don't resist arrest, because that's just going to be bad things that are going to happen. But I have to think that the way this has been handled by Democratic mayors in these big cities, and very little, if any, you know, mention of it at all from the Democratic candidate for president. Politically, this is not good for Democrats, is it?
Well, no. And you're starting to see the panic. There was a big article in the New York Times today basically expressing panic that this wave of lawlessness, rioting, looting, arson is going to hurt Joe Biden and other Democratic Party candidates. Well, no kidding. No kidding. It's especially going to hurt them if they can't even come out and oppose it.
Yeah, no, it really is absolutely hard to hard to imagine. What's your overall feel on the election? I mean, you know, Minnesota, it seems to me, I know Minnesota last time in advance of the election, you got a sense that there was more Trump people than otherwise. You got good crowds and whatnot, but I didn't get a sense that it was, you know, at an extraordinary level. I just thought it was some Trump supporters that were very vocal. But this time around, it seems to me that Trump support is stronger in Minnesota. That's just a gut feel based on, you know, signs you see and things you hear. What is your take there?
Well, it's certainly stronger in greater Minnesota. I don't know about the suburbs, but it's definitely stronger in greater Minnesota. You know, the most recent polling in the presidential race as well as the Senate race between Tina Smith and Jason Lewis has been basically dead heat in both of those races. How accurate is the polling? I don't have any idea. But I do think the trend is correct. I think the trend is moving in favor of the president.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You have a big gala planned at the Center of the American Experiment. We're so glad you're doing what you're doing in Minnesota to tackle these issues and educate people about what is happening. Love the auto tour recently where, you know, California regulations were being suggested by Governor Walz to be implemented in Minnesota, costing car dealerships and costing, you know, individuals more money for cars, just a total mess. Those kinds of things we don't hear about if the Center of the American Experiment isn't taking them on. Same thing with your campaign to celebrate law enforcement and thank them for what they do day in and day out. Just common sense stuff that we appreciate that unfortunately is just so rare in Minnesota. So to keep doing what you're doing, you got to have a gala or two. Tell us about what you're doing coming up in September.
Yeah, that's right. It's September 19th. You know, we have an annual dinner every year, and we'll get about 1,000 people. It's a wonderful event, top-notch speakers and so on. And this year, of course, in Minnesota, it's illegal to have events of any size. And so we reluctantly, as everybody else has been doing, you know, turned it into a virtual event. It's a virtual gala for 2020. But it's turning out to be a lot of fun. You could register, go to AmericanExperimentGala.com, or you can go to our website, AmericanExperiment.org, and it'll give you a place where you can register there. You could have a viewing party. We've got already, this thing is still almost a month away, and we've already got about 30 viewing parties set up from as far away as California and Massachusetts, where people are gonna get together and watch this event online. It's really gonna be fun. Our young staff is in charge of this, and they're sending out boxes of supplies to anybody that registers to have a viewing party. We're gonna cut away live occasionally during the evening to go to viewing parties where they can, you know, they could say hello. The keynote speech is going to be given by Sarah Sanders, the former press secretary. We're also going to honor Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota with the Courage in Government Award for 2020, and we'll have her in her office accepting the award and giving some thoughts about freedom, you know, and the need to preserve freedom in the 21st century. It's going to be a tremendous event. So and it's free, by the way. All you got to do is register, and I'd encourage everybody to do that.
Let's do that for sure. I know that there's a huge amount of support for Kristi Noem and what she's done here, and of course she's increasingly being even mentioned as a potential presidential candidate on the road in 2024, and did a great job last night. But just how she handled the adversity of coronavirus and recognized the restraints that should be naturally placed on government towards freedom was pretty incredible, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, and it's a reminder once again that freedom works. You know, totalitarians used to claim, well, it's going to be more efficient. If the government runs everything, it'll be more efficient than freedom. Of course, that turned out not to be true. It turned out to be total catastrophe. But here again, we see that when you don't try to impose one-size-fits-all government dictates on the population, you actually get better results. And so the COVID fatality rate in South Dakota is less than half what it is here in Minnesota. And so, you know, once again, we see the power of freedom.
John, thanks for the time today. Nice chatting with you. We appreciate everything the Center for the American Experiment does, and look forward to the big gala coming up on September 19th. Free. Can't beat that. Heck of a deal.
Can't beat that. AmericanExperimentGala.com to register. Thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet. AmericanExperimentGala.com to get yourself registered for that. Hey, how about registering for a little lunch today? How's that sound? How about some hamburger hot dish? Just, if Casey can't tell, it's one of my favorites. Hamburger hot dish. Mm-mm, good today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. That's what's on special today. Tuna, noodle, casserole, 12th Avenue, North Fargo. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Pulled pork or the French dip sandwich in Valley City. And Thursday means you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents, too. Two sides and a drink come with a special. So it is a great deal. Two sides and a bun, I should say. And you're going to love that. And then a great deal on the drink today, too. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. And I just got the fun of doing a little Facebook Live, actually two of them, with a brand new 2021 GMC Yukon. With now a little bit more space behind that third row, so you can have people in the third row and have the bags of gear and all that. So you can check those out. Employee pricing right now in 2020, Buicks and GMCs, excluding the GMC Sierra LD and HD. And, of course, that exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Also, hundreds of pre-owned specials as well. You pay what we pay. Going on right now. Check it out. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Lynn Helms tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. We're watching the numbers very closely on oil and gas production, the price of the barrel of oil, and what kind of activity is happening in North Dakota. So Lynn will give us an update on that on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer's moved to Monday now. He'll be joining us Monday instead of tomorrow on the program, so we'll have a little more open phone time tomorrow. Look forward to that. Also going to be talking with another one of the speakers from the Republican National Convention, as we have been doing. Here's one of them that you asked for Well, the problem is I literally could pull a highlight from every single speaker last night. That's no kidding. But I hadn't thought of this one. Clarence Henderson, he's a civil rights activist. What'd he say?
I am Clarence Henderson. There have been movements that have changed the course of history. Among the most extraordinary was the civil rights movement. 60 years ago, segregation was legal and enforced. The simple act of sitting at a lunch counter could lead to physical harm, jail time, or worse. I know from personal experience. Walking into Woolworth department store on February 2nd, 1960, I knew it was unlike any day I'd experienced before. My friends had been denied service the day before because of the color of their skin. We knew it wasn't right. But when we went back the next day, I didn't know whether I was going to come out in a vertical or prone position, in handcuffs or on a stretcher, or even in a body bag. By sitting down to order a cup of coffee, we challenged injustice. We knew it was necessary, but we didn't know what would happen. We faced down the KKK. We were cursed at and called all kinds of names. They threatened to kill us, and some of us were arrested. But it was worth it. Our actions inspired similar protests throughout the South against racial injustice. And in the end, segregation was abolished, and our country moved a step closer to true equality for all.
You know, that's a really good theme, because what he's doing there is telling you what real racism is. What racist,
yes.
How far we've come in this country from racism.
And Leon just commented about how far we've set it back in the last 3 months. Well,
how about last night?
Oh.
Minneapolis, you have a murder suspect who commits suicide, and that instantly inflames.
Here comes the mob.
Yeah. The mob. That's racism because someone committed suicide? You can't make it up. Hey, we're 19 days until the big 2020 ag event of the year. Big Iron. It's back September 15th through the 17th. And Tyler is here from High Plains Apache. Tell us a little bit about what they're going to be bringing on out to Big Iron this year. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody this morning?
Doing fantastic. So I imagine it's tough for you to choose which rigs to bring out there. What are your plans? What do you want to show off this year?
We're going to have a couple of 21 model year machines. They'll both be large configuration, 1,200 gallon, 120 and 132 foot boom. Lots of precision options, of course, because that's kind of the theme anymore. So we'll be able to see both of those out there. And then the board of all the used stuff that we've got on inventory right now.
I've told folks before, if you own an Apache, you're in the field when your neighbors are not. And, of course, we've had our fair share of wet cycles here. Why is that? Why is the Apache able to maneuver the muddy fields more than your competitors?
Well, it's mechanical drive, and the mechanical drive gives you the power to the ground technology. I guess we say we're getting 95% of our horsepower to the ground versus a hydrostat that gets about 60% on a good day. And we're anywhere from 8,000 to 20,000 pounds lighter than the competition, so we'll show up full to most of their empty weight for sure.
Well, so the 2021s are out. The latest innovation is happening. What are you most excited about in the 21s as far as the feature?
You know, it's a new model design. We changed the way you enter the cab from the front. Now we got the booms down for visibility on the road. Those are some of the big ones. Standard backup camera that you can turn on the roads. So you can see who's behind you without having to worry about a mirror. Just kind of eliminates those blind spots, and it's a safety feature that everybody appreciates, I think.
Fascinating. HighPlainsApache.com, 19 days from today, we'll be out there. Of course, your chance to talk one-on-one with these folks and come on out. But if you can't wait, again, HighPlainsApache.com. Tyler, anything else you want to tell us?
Nope, can't wait to see everyone out there. Have a good weekend.
It's going to feel great, isn't it? It really is. It's going to feel like, hey, normal. Something a little normal, a little regular routine. And kudos to our ag commissioner in North Dakota, Doug Goring, who said that's an ag essential event. It will go on. And they've got all the protocols out there. They've spread things out a little bit, so they'll be doing plenty of distancing with everything. But the show must go on. All right. Thanks to Tyler from High Plains Apache. And if you can't wait to check them out, highplainsapache.com. Let me get Ron and Bismarck in here real quick. I'm not left with much time, Ron, but lay it on me.
I'll try to get it real quick if I can, Scott. I wanted to relate something that happened on the river to my wife and I yesterday. We were coming back from a nice day on the river and coming down the road, and all of a sudden there's two girls sitting on the bank. One of them waved to me, and I waved back, and I said, "Trump's number one." Like, I got two flags on my boat. And I went and looked again, and here she was not waving to me, kind of giving me the middle flag.
No! No! She gave me that one finger salute. Yeah. What is with that kind of just vitriolic anger? I don't get it. God bless you.